نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد.
The khutbah that is being mentioned here is the khutbah before bayan. Khutbah before bayan. And in the khutbah normally this verse is recited: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا. Everybody recites the As a result of this verse, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ, indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His angels, يُسَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِي, continually send salutations upon the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah and His angels, they continually send salutations. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَيُّهُ بِهِمْ سَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ, send salat upon him, وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا and salam. So send salutations upon him, send durood upon him, send salat upon him, and also send salam upon him. Send him greetings, send him salutations and send him greetings. Salat and salam. As a result of this verse, the ulama have deduced that because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us, it is compulsory, it is farz to send salutations upon our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at least once in a lifetime. Once in a lifetime. And thereafter, whenever His blessed name is mentioned in a gathering, in the very first time we hear His name, it is wajib to send salutations upon Him. And thereafter, every time you hear His name, it is mustahab to send salutations. This is the opinion upon which fatwa has been given, Imam Tahawi rahmatullahi's opinion. So alhamdulillah, we have all recited Durood-e-Pak before many times. So farz is out of the way. We have completed the obligation. Now what we have to do is, whenever we are in a gathering and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned, then we must make sure that once we read Salat ala Nabi, because it is wajib, incumbent. Thereafter it's up to us. If we recite, it is mustahab, desirable. If we don't recite, we will not be questioned. But Dr. Abdullahi Arifi rahmatullahi alayhi used to say that the meaning of mustahab is desirable. And when something is desirable, should you be doing it or should you not be doing it? What is the meaning of desirable? So Sharia has called it desirable. Is this Sharia encouraging us to do or discouraging us?
Encouraging
us. And when we talk about makruhe tanzihi, makruh. So makruh means detestable. So if it is makruhe tanzihi, makruhe tahrimi is near to haram. So if somebody says this is makruh, then find out whether it is makruhe tahrimi or makruhe tanzihi. The difference between haram and makruh tahrimi is equivalent to the difference between fard and wajib. We make sure that we carry out fard and we make sure we carry out wajib. So similarly, we must abstain from haram and we must try our utmost to abstain from makruh tahrimi. These are four no-go zones. There is no choice. And then comes mustahab. If you carry it out, you will get reward for it. If you don't carry it out, Allah will not question you. Makruh-e-tanzih, if you abstain from it, you will be rewarded. If you don't abstain from it, nothing will happen to you. So you will lose that reward. But Dr. Abdullah Arifi Rahimahullah, the Sheikh of my, Sheikh of Mufti Taqi Usmani, Hafizahullah Ta'ala, and also my Sheikh was a resident of Karachi, so he would go every week in the majlis of Dr. Abdullah Arifi Rahimahullah Ta'ala. Because Sheikh al-Hadith Mawlana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi was initially in India, and thereafter he migrated to Medina Munawwara. So it was difficult for my Sheikh to frequent his visit to Sheikh al-Hadith Mawlana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi. So upon permission from his Sheikh, he used to regularly go to the majlis of Dr. Abdullahi Arifi Rahmatullahi Alayhi. And Dr. Abdullah Arifi Rahmatullahi Alayhi was the Khalifa of Hakim al-Ummat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullahi Alayhi. And he was a very great Sheikh. He was a lawyer, and then he did his course in homeopathy and he became a doctor. So he was a physician for physical illnesses and physician for spiritual illnesses as well. And one of the masters in this field of Suluk, Dr. Abdullah Arifi Rahimahullah. So my Sheikh Rahimahullah Ta'ala was very close to him also, because every week he would go to him. So the likes of my Sheikh, who was a great scholar, Mufti Taqi Usmani, great scholar, his brother Mufti Rafi Usmani, great scholar. These great scholars used to go and sit in the company of Dr. Abdullah Arifi Rahimahullah Ta'ala. So these great ulama used to go and sit in the company of a doctor and benefit from him. Why? Because this doctor had drunk a lot from the ocean of cannabis. He says that from the time I became his murid, when I was studying in the Aligarh University, from then until my Sheikh passed away, Hakim al-Ummat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah, many years, not a single week passed when I did not inform him of my condition. Because I wanted him to know everything and guide me accordingly. And once he came to his Sheikh and he said, Hazrat, I come to your majlis with two intentions. One is to acquire the faiz that is in your heart. I want Allah to transfer what is in your heart in my heart. And the second intention is to listen very carefully to what you say, so that I can memorize it, I can remember, and later on, when I am not with you, I can guide myself according to what I have heard from you, and I can guide others also. But the problem is, once I leave your majlis, I forget everything. So Hakim al-Ummat Rahimahullah Ta'ala smiled, and he said, I am still alive. So you don't need to remember anything to guide yourself or anybody else, because I am still here to guide you. But you continue listening to me very carefully. The day I am not alive, and when you need to guide yourself and other people, you will remember everything. So it continued, he would go to his Sheikh very regularly, listen very carefully and walk away and remember nothing. But he had faith in his Sheikh. So he continued. And after the demise of Hakim al-Ummat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullahi Ali, everything began appearing on the screen. Hazrat Wala used to say this, and Hazrat used to say this. Hazrat Wala once said this, and Hazrat used to say this. So much so that Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi, he gave this verdict regarding Dr. Abdullah Arifi Rahmatullahi Alayhi, that from amongst all the Khulafa of Hakim al-Ummat Rahmatullahi Alayhi, the number of statements that Dr. Abdullahi Arifi Rahmatullahi Ali has remembered, no one else has remembered. Not an alim, did not go to a madrasa, did not go through the syllabus of first year, second year, third year, fourth year. No, he was a lawyer. And he did not feel comfortable practicing as a lawyer. Because sometimes you have to prove right, wrong, and wrong, right. So he left his profession on one side, he studied homeopathy, and he became a very, very successful homeopath doctor as well. And when people used to go to him, he would treat the poor people free of charge. And anybody who went to him, he would come back, he would return with two medicines. Medicine for his physical illness and medicine for his spiritual illness also. Whilst talking to him, whilst preparing his medicine, he would give so many good advices. And Mufti Taqi Usmani Sahib, I have heard him on many occasions. When interpreting verses of the Quran or when interpreting the Ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saying, my Shaykh Dr. Abdullahi Arifi rahmatullahi alayhi used to comment on this Hadith like this. This was his opinion. This is how he used to comment. This is special ilm granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is called ilm ladunni. It comes direct from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As a result of the two hearts becoming very close. So it's like you have a utensil here and you have another utensil here. There is nothing in here and there is milk in here. And if you put the two utensils together, and if there was a way whereby you were able to make the two into one, then the milk from here will also go into the other utensil. So when the attention of the Shaykh is fully focused on the murid, and the talab of the murid is fully focused on the heart of the Shaykh, then the two hearts become one. And what is in that heart is transferred into this heart. And they become very similar in the knowledge. So my Shaykh, rahimahullahu ta'ala, he would regularly go to Dr. Abdullahi Arifi rahimahullah, and he has benefited a lot from Dr. Abdullahi Arifi rahimahullah. So when Shaykh al-Hadith Mawlana Zakariya rahimahullah ta'ala conferred my Shaykh with Khilafat, out of respect he said to Dr. Abdullahi Arifi rahimahullah ta'ala that Shaykh al-Hadith rahimahullah ta'ala has sent this letter to me. Out of courtesy, to acquire his blessing. Khilafah is not something to advertise. He was one of his elders, patrons, so he said this is. So immediately Dr. Abdullahi Arifi rahimahullah ta'ala said that I also confer you with Khilafah. So my Shaykh was given Khilafah by Shaykh al-Hadith Mawlana Zakariya rahmatullahi alayhi. And also Dr. Abdullahi Arifi rahimahullah. So Dr. Sahib used to say that mustahab is desirable. And desirable, the mustahab means desirable. The fuqaha have given this name to the mustahab acts. Mustahab. So, are they encouraging us to do or discouraging us? And from this statement of Dr. Abdullahi Arifi rahmatullah ali, I pose another question, that makruh is detestable. So, when the fuqaha have labeled certain acts to be makruh, detestable, are they discouraging us to do or encouraging us to do? But what is our culture? Oh, it's only mustahab. And what does that mean? Oh, it's only mustahab. If I leave it, it doesn't really matter. And on this side, oh, it's only makruh. And what does that mean? If I do it, it doesn't matter. It should be the other way around. oh, this is mustahab, so I should do it. And oh, this is makruh, I should stay away from it. Because this is desirable, so I should do it. And this is detestable, so I should stay away from it. So haram, you must always stay away from. Makruh al-tahrimi, you must always stay away from. Makruh al-tanzihi, oh, it's makruh. So I should try my utmost to stay away from it, because it is detestable. I may not be sinful if I carry it out, but it is detestable. Farz, I must carry out. Wajib, I must carry out. And mustahab, desirable. So I must try my best to carry out. This should be the best. So, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُسَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا So you who believe, سَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ Send salutations upon him, وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا And also, send greetings upon him. Two things, salat and salat. Salat and salat. Salat and salat. We hear these words over and over again. Salatu salam. Salatu salam. Salatu salat and salam. But before the revelation of this verse, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had already been to Mi'raj. And after returning from Mi'raj, he had taught the Sahaba at-tahiyyat. At-tahiyyat lillahi wa salawatu wa tayyibat. As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So he had already taught them how to do salam upon the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how to send greetings. As-salamu alayka, may the salam of Allah be upon you, ayyuhal nabiyyu, O Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when this verse was revealed that sallu alayhi, send salat and salam, they came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they said, As-salam arafnahu. We know how to send salam upon you because you have taught us. But how do we send salat upon you? How do we send salat upon you? So he said, Kulu. If you want to send salat upon me, then say, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallayta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Best for you, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So, salat and salam. Salat to send blessings upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, salutations, and salam greeting. It could be in English, it could be in Urdu, it could be in Arabic. We find so many formulas of salat and salam. اللهم صل على محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون وكلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون. This is a formula of salutation upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prepared by Imam Shafi rahmatullahi alayhi. And there have been many poets in the who have prepared salat and salam in the Arabic language, in the Urdu language. So one can recite those also. There is nothing wrong. But the best salat and best salam is the one taught by Rasulullah. And there is not a single person or there is not a single Muslim who does not recite salat and salam. Why? Because he has to when he performs salat. As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salameen. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد. So regarding a Muslim, you cannot say that this person does not recite Salat and Salam, because every Muslim recites Salat and Salam, and this is the best method of Salat and Salam. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد. So I was saying that as a result of this verse, the ulama have concluded that once, because it is the command of Allah, once it is compulsory. Thereafter, in any gathering, whether in the masjid or at home, whenever you hear the name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, first time it is wajib, and thereafter it is mustahab. But mustahab is desirable. And something that is desirable is to be carried out, not to be avoided. And the ihsan and the favors that our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has conferred upon us. And the love that we should have for our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam demand that even if Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every time we hear his name, was not mustahab, we should have still sent salutations upon him. Because we love him. So because we love him, we say, O Allah, send salutations upon him, send greetings upon him. Because we are drowned in his favors. So many favors. If it wasn't for him, we would have had to perform 50 times salat every day in 24 hours. And 99.9% of us would have failed. And we would have had to suffer in this world and also in the hereafter for disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only this ihsan of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he went to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over and over again to decrease the number of salat, and from 50 it became 5. Even if we send salutations upon him throughout our lives, we will not be able to repay him for this favor. So every time we hear his name, we should try our utmost to be alert, and with lot of love, with reverence, we should send salutations upon him. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With happiness. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Many people who give bayan also do this. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the whole bayan, not a single word is being chewed up. The only words that are chewed up is sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? Because they are trying to save time. So a person is trying to save time only when it comes to Salat al-Nabi. And everything else he can stretch and do. Many speakers also, Swasalam. And there are many speakers who don't say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam every time they mention the name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's not compulsory. It's not wajib. But what does the love demand? So every time we hear or we mention the name of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we should say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we write his name, we should say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And although we have fulfilled the command of Allah, but every time we hear somebody reciting this verse, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima, we should say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or read any group. As for those people who follow the Hanafi fiqh, when the Imam recites this verse, Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima, during the khutbah of Juma, they should not respond. If they want to, they should send salutation within their heart and mind only, not with the tongue. And similarly, for those people who follow the Hanafi school of thought, when the Imam is making dua on Friday, in the second khutbah, we should not say Ameen. Ameen only within our heart and mind. Not verbally. Because according to Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi, from the time the Imam gets onto the pulpit until the end of the khutbah, no conversation, nothing. So other than the khutbah of the Imam, if we hear this verse, Ya ayyuhalladheena amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima, okay, we have fulfilled the obligation, but Allah is saying it. So when we hear Allah, why not say it? Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammadin kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim wa inna la hamdulillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Other than that, we make a habit of reciting Salat ala Nabi minimum 300 times every day. So we start with 300 minimum, and then slowly, slowly we increase it. You can start with the shortest one, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the view of what he is reciting, this Salat on Nabi, which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself has taught us, 100 times at least daily, and then 200 times short, Salat on Nabi. And then slowly, slowly we should increase this to 350, 400, 450, 500. So 300 daily we begin, any Guru, any Salat on Nabi, and then we include this one that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us, the one we are reciting in Salah. Or we can begin by reciting it 3 times, 7 times, 11 times, and then sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then slowly, slowly increase both. And on Fridays, we should make a point of reciting more than the other 6 days. So if we are reciting Salat al-Nabi 300 times daily, then Friday should be 400 times, 500 times. If we are reciting Salat al-Nabi 500 times daily, then Friday should be 600 times, 700 times, 800 times. And we should also try to read the compilation of 40 Salat and Salat, derived from the ahadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hakim ul-Ummah, Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi, gathered these 40 Salat and Salam. And I think it was Zadus Sa'id. And from there, Shaykh ul-Hadith Maulana Zakariya Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi took it in his Fazail-e Durus Sharif. And from there, during the time of Shaykh ul-Hadith Maulana Zakariya rahmatullahi alayhi, upon his desire, it was published in this small booklet form. So try to recite daily, and if not daily, then at least on Friday. Alhamdulillah. At least on Friday. And on top of that, we should try our utmost to follow the sunnats of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should try to emulate him in as many things as possible. But again, we will be able to emulate him only if we increase our ilm. If ilm doesn't increase, we will not be able to emulate him. So we need to emulate him as much as possible. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. He said that follow in my footsteps, copy me, become like me. Because if you become like me, يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Allah will make you His beloved. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you your sins. نقشِ قدم نبی کے ہیں جنت کے راستے. The footsteps of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leads one to Jannah. See, if you follow in his footsteps, if you copy him, you will also find yourself in Jannah. نقشِ قدم نبی کے ہیں جنت کے راستے. Allah سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے. And the sunnats of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will connect you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So two things. One is reciting durud upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number two, emulating him. And number three, studying his seerah and acquiring as much ilm as possible. Because whatever ilm we acquire, that is his seerah also. This is permissible, so he used to do it. This is not permissible, so he used to abstain from it. That is his seerah. The whole Quran is his seerah. All the ahadith are his seerah. So try to acquire as much ilm as possible. And follow. That is also emulating. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to do this thing. May Allah grant us, may Allah fill our hearts with the love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us worthy of his intercession on day of Qiyamah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us worthy of drinking the drink from the Hawzi Kawthar, from his blessed hand. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us near him in Jannat forever. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين.